All right, so it's Valentine's Day today, and in honor of this very romantic occasion, I got some fash advice from my man, Antonio. You know, Antonio and I have four kids together, so he's going to be giving you some advice about how to be looking sabrosura. Antonio, bienvenidos a mi podcast, mi amor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Lover's Day.
Now, you ain't gonna be crazy on my podcast because you know I got like my clients listening to this
I
stuff, right?
understand, but you're still a sabrosura, Sandra.
Okay.
So let's get into this fashion thing that you
want to
know
about. Bash, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell me, Antonio.
Yes, Sandra.
Okay. So what is your background?
Okay, I'm a Latino from Spanish Harlem in the Upper East Side, born and raised by two beautiful parents, very loving, kind parents, very strict, very disciplined.
Raised on the straight and narrow.
Yes. Yeah, I did some modeling for the Ralph Lauren line.
I'm gonna be a trophy man.
I worked retail for about 10 years at Bergdorf Goodman while the family owned company was then at one time bought out by Neiman Marcus, but it's such a great company, such a great environment, such a, you know, they really support you and educate you on fashion and how things are made. And it was one of the best experiences of my life was really seeing Mr.
Okay,
Ralph Lauren.
So boring.
And also
get to the point.
Working at such an institution like Bergdorf Goodman.
Okay.
But anyway, let's get into
so
some
you're
fashion.
A men's fashion specialist.
Yes, I'm a fashion consultant, men's fashion specialist. I put together lifestyles and wardrobes, not just outfits, lifestyles and wardrobes, so the man can maximize his impact when he's either at the boardroom
or being a financial advisor,
or being an advisor, trying to seal a deal and just present himself or herself in that a professional manner to really motivate them, because you know when you feel great, you know you do your best, and that's what I want. You know, that's what I want my clients
okay
to
stop feel. Talking my god okay so
what do you mean stop talking? This is why you invited me here. And the other things you wanted to ask me, I'm all ears.
So yeah, I'm gonna ask you, we're gonna do a sneak round. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions you don't know I'm going to ask you.
No, I don't know. You're going to ask me. Obviously,
we're going to do a
that sounds good. That's okay. Going to be like a we're in some talk show and you're going to blurt
it's
out
be like
three questions.
Like our normal life together with our four kids.
Okay.
Always unexpected.
Exactly. This is true. Always unexpected.
Okay. So.
So go.
Numero uno. Antonio.
Numero uno.
What kind of a cut for a suit is slim?
Well, slimming suits, you know, you always have to fit the silhouette of body shape with the silhouette of suit. So if you gained a little bit of weight, that doesn't mean that you have to go for extreme slim, because that's not going to be comfortable or look right. You should go for something a little more tailored, but still that gives you comfort, but still looks a little flattering and still impressive that you put on a suit that still looks so good.
So what do you think that many people overlook about their fashion?
Yeah, some guys think that they have to wear something big because they're big guys and they have to fit them like really tense. Or
okay, that's not answering the question.
Okay. Well,
get to the point.
No, answer the question again. I was going to get to the point, but
okay,
you just interrupted
okay,
me. So the point is that because you're a big guy, you don't have to wear things that are baggy. You should wear things that are actually a little more tailored. They look a lot more polished when they fit you. Fit you properly as far as in the shirt should fit you nice in the shoulders, and the sleeve shouldn't be really baggy, and the body should actually fit you a little bit tailored. I didn't say slim, a little bit tailored. So those are my suggestions for bigger guys. They still could look good. Just make sure that the tailoring, you know, fits you nice around the seat. The leg is nice and slim and fits your contour of your body. Again, it doesn't have to be slim. It just could be flattering and look very, very sharp looking. Very important that a suit fits you properly.
Okay, but what is my question mm-hmm. was What do you see men constantly overlooking or forgetting to do?
Yeah, they're always forgetting to do is I see a lot of men that wear suits like they're wearing jeans. You have to wear the suit, or the pant around your waist. It shouldn't hang around your butt. And it should definitely complement your shape. Okay, so that's very important. Doesn't, again, a big guy doesn't have to go out and buy a slim suit. You can get something that's called tailored or an athletic fit, and it could be tailored to your shape to make it look really, really nice. So, gentlemen, you know, who want to stay on trend, you can get a suit, but make sure it doesn't look like a tent on you. Make sure that it has some type of shape and contour in the leg and in the body of the jacket.
Okay, so what about shoes? What mistakes do you see people making with shoes?
I see a lot of mistakes. I see guys that wear these boot shoes, and then they want to wear these pants that are high waters and all tape, but that's great for Europe. We're talking about professional financial advisors should have a little more conservativeness. Their pants should lay with no break if they want to be a little bit more stylish. And basically, the shoe could either be a very polished slip on or lace up. But the shoe should really cut nice with the trouser at the ankle.
Okay. Now, what about if someone feels like they have the same boring style all the time and they want to make it a little bit more sabroso?
Yeah, I understand. Some guys, you know, you guys get caught up in these trends that always baggy is bigger. And now a lot of things are more tailored and tapered. So for my bigger guy, I would suggest you go to the tailor and you take some of your suits and see if they can clean them up a little bit in the leg, in the waist, in the seat.
No, wait, hold on. I'm going to answer the question.
I did.
No, the question is, how do you jazz up your style and add some flair to it?
Well, with your existing wardrobe, the best way to add style to it is actually accessorize. Wear a nice cufflink shirt, wear a nice tie bar, wear a nice color, and you can always actually kind of upgrade your existing wardrobe. The little details make the suit and make it look complete.
What advice do you have for cufflinks?
Well, cufflinks shouldn't be outlandish, but they should be something that is a nice talking piece and something that you can actually relate to.
What about traveling tips?
Yeah, traveling tips, basically, you know, I know guys pack, a lot of guys, you know, just throw their stuff in luggage, don't pack them, but take care of your clothes, roll it up nicely, take care of it. That way you can get the best, you know, long-term value out of the clothes you're wearing and have them still look good instead of just throwing them in the bag.
How do you get a suit on a plane?
Well, the way you get a suit on a plane is that you have actually what's called a garment bag with hangers, and you roll it up in your luggage. That way it won't get wrinkled. And then depending on the type of luggage bag that you have, some of my guys like soft luggage bags, some guys like hard. I prefer soft leather or sturdy canvas. It would work always pretty well. And just really, your suit should be rolled in a corner really, really nicely, the trousers and the jacket, so it would not get wrinkled while you're traveling.
What about for people that want to mix it up and want to wear colors?
Well, if you want to just basically wear color, I don't recommend it for the main suit. I do recommend it for like accessories. Like with a navy, you can do a nice powder blue shirt. With a medium gray, you can do a nice light lavender or lilac shirt. With a black suit, of course, a crisp white shirt. So you have to attribute, you know, your colors that fairly work better with your skin tone and with the suit color so that it all could become a whole complete outfit. Uh-huh. And it can't overwhelm the suit. You're going to be your financial advisor should not have something that's too outlandish because people will not take you seriously. So it's better to have a fundamentals of those three suits with nice shirts and ties, with that best fit you can possibly get, and a nice pocket square, and your shoes polished, and make you the complete fit so that you can get your point across in whatever professional endeavor you have with your client.
Okay. All right, Tonio.
Awesome. That was fantastic.
So, the last question is, what do you like most about having 4 kids?
What do I like most about having 4 kids?
Yeah, not which kid do you like the most, but what do you like most about having 4 of them?
I love them all. They're all so different in so many ways and all so alike in so many ways. They make you think as a parent and sometimes laugh to yourself. So I love them all. They all bring different points of views to the table. And they're developing, and they have a very special and beautiful mother. And I'm so lucky to have her, and the kids are too. So happy Valentine's, all you moms out there, and I wish you a great day.
All right, Tonio. Okay, thanks for being, you know, repeat guest on the show. Okay,
thank you for having me.
Now he's going to, you know, he's going to eat
the,
he's going to eat the gift he gave me for Valentine's as I'm closing up the podcast.
Scrumptious. Oh, guys, you guys should know about this great restaurant. But I'll just let you know.
Okay, I'm ending
the name
the
of the restaurant is Paris Baguette. They didn't endorse me. This is a disclaimer. They make some fantastic desserts for Valentine's.